Today, I'm speaking with Edna. Hi, Edna. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Eleni. I'm really excited about being here.
That's great. Just a little bit about Edna. She graduated from Georgia State University with a master's in education. Taught elementary school for 17 years and has written for Family Life Ministry and the Orthodox Christian Network. She's a member of St. Elias Orthodox Church in Atlanta. And as a little girl, it sounds like you've always dreamed of becoming a writer, and something that's always been a passion of yours. We're so glad today that you're with us to talk a little bit about Woven. What was the vision that you all had in creating this book and the downloadable?
Well, we wanted to create something that would be really beautiful for the girls to have as a keepsake and also to help them work through a lot of the tumultuous experiences that we have as teenage girls. We wanted the book to be beautiful so that they would feel valued by the church and ultimately, of course, by God, but to have something that would attract them so they would say, ooh, this is a beautiful thing. I want to do this.
That's really interesting. And in your mind, how do you see this book's particularly being used in the Christian community?
Well, we hope that it will be something that will help the girls to understand how much they are loved by God so that then they can love God and love others.
That's great. I've worked in many gender-specific, focusing on one gender at a time and how they process differently. So I think it's a really important book. I've gotten a chance to read it, and I'm really inspired and excited for you all in this journey. I think that's great. Throughout the book, you share a lot of stories and reflections. What type of feedback are you getting? Have you heard anything back from teens or anyone that's used it or read it thus far?
Yes, I have had teens tell me that they find it to be very relatable and very real, and that is important to me because I shared a lot of stories from my own life and stories from, you know, people I know. So everything in the book, if it's a story about a girl, it's something real. And mm-hmm. I was so glad that they felt that they could relate to it. But then on the other hand, just a few weeks ago, I had a girls retreat, you know, informal, just a bunch of girls going off mm-hmm. doing something, women. And we worked through part of the book. It's called the Tree of Rejection, and it talks about the bitter fruits that come from the rejection that we experience in life. And working through this with women was very interesting. And because we didn't realize how deep we were going to end up going just with the material in Woven. And so I thought it was interesting to me that it was so insightful for the grown-ups as well as for the teen girls.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think no matter what age you are, that's something that you can relate to. I really like how there's parts that you can interact with. I think that's something in your hands. You know,
yeah.
I think that's something that's really, really nice to have. What's your favorite part?
I love the chapter about shining the faith because it's kind of joyous, and you've worked through kind of the tough things, like I talked about the tree of rejection, which is difficult, you know, and then anxiety and social issues with your friends and all this kind of stuff that you're dealing with. And then you get to this chapter called Shine, and it's about shining God's love because, you know, we're not meant to just work through this just for ourselves. We're working through this so that we can be a light in the world. And we came up with the chapter listening to a refrigerator repairman singing a gospel song that he had written about this topic. And we all looked at each other and said, oh, we've got to really expand on this. This is just beautiful. I mean, his faith was just so lovely in that moment. And I thought, this is what I want to express in a different way for the teenage girls. And so we even have a craft that ties in with it where they take a little mason jar and they put glow-in-the-dark paint and light a little candle so that it's showing, too, that when you blow out the candle, the glow-in-the-dark paint is still illuminated, and so it's still shining in the darkness even when you feel like the light has gone out. And I love that.
Yeah, that's great. I really hope our listeners heard that part because that's something that everyone can definitely relate to regardless. I know you've got a lot of things that you're working on, and I appreciate you being with us today. If you could, you know, hope that each reader would take something away from the book, what would you all hope that it would be? I know you're speaking for all of you, but what would you hope that they would take away?
Well, you know, one thing that we really wanted was to address the girls as girls, as, you know, as young women, and to understand that, you know, in society right now, there's so much confusion about what it means to be a young woman. You get so many different, you know, sometimes harsh, sometimes confusing, sometimes like you're lesser, or maybe that you're more. It's just crazy out there. And we wanted them to see that their identity is beyond all of that, that their identity is in Christ himself and in his love for them. And to take that and to move then into understanding that, wow, as a young woman, I am beloved. God loves me exactly as I am as a young woman. And how does that look as I, you know, grow and expand on out my faith out to other people? That's what I really want. I mean, that's kind of a big chunk. So let me condense that to, I want them to understand how special they are as young women, loved, beloved by God, and then to shine that forth to others.
That's a great takeaway. I hope that too for everybody. It's a great book. If you haven't checked it out, we'll have it available and show you where you can get it. You can order them, and as I understand, and I've been able to look through myself, the facilitator's guide is online and downloadable, correct?
Yes.
And I also heard that it's going to get updated.
Yes, for free.
That's great. I love that. Do you have any new news that you want to share with us? I heard that you all are working on some new things, too.
Yes, we're working on a Woven for Young Men. So we're hoping to have it's being written by other people, actually, by guys, so that it'll be really guy-friendly. But I just got to read a first draft, and it looks to me like something that my teenage boys would love and really relate to, because it gets right down to the nitty-gritty true issues that boys are dealing with in just a great, practical, loving, but useful way. So I think that Woven for Guys, whatever our title ends up being, is going to be a great new project.
That's amazing. Well, thanks, Edna, for being with us today.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and to your listeners.
This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.